Okay, so this feels like a little bit of a risky video to create, and I'm a little uncertain about how it's going to go, but it's what my heart is saying to do, and so that's what you're going to get today. So the context for this, I have a complicated and nuanced relationship with religions as they are run by fallible human beings. Like I'm a fallible human being. I recognize how fallible most of us are. And I think that religions that are overly prescriptive of our behavior and our morals that are run by these fallible human beings often steer in a direction that's maybe not completely consistent with the spiritual values that are contained in their teachings. So even as I have that complicated relationship with religion, I don't really have a complicated relationship with the teachings of Jesus, the teacher on whom all of Christianity and the religion that I grew up in is based. And today specifically, I want to talk about contribution and entrepreneurship in the context of this transition that took place when Jesus was born, this transition from the Old Testament teachings to the New Testament teachings, and from fear to love. And I don't know exactly how this is going to go, but I hope that you get a lot of positivity and love and value out of it. So with that, let's dive in. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so I don't know what's true in the context of like spiritual reality. I know what I can sense with my five senses, and I have an internal sense that there's something more in this feeling that we call love. And there's something more in the subjective experience and the connections that we all have. And in that, whatever that ineffable thing is that creates all of existence, that has like this moment arising. And when I look at the teachings that are taught in the New Testament, in the teachings of Jesus, there is so much focus on that positivity. Like everything and everybody is God. Everything and everybody is love. Split a rock and I am there. Like, I am is God. I am is love. And Jesus wasn't just saying that if you split a rock, the dude called Jesus is in that rock. Jesus was saying that love and God is there to treat the least among you as you want to be treated is love. The golden rule, which like I use as a foundation for my own business. As a rule for how I approach life, but also business, to treat others the best way that you want to be treated, that comes from a place of love. And the interesting distinction, at least as far as I understand it, and I'm fallible, I'm human, my understanding is limited. The interesting distinction between how God was talked about in the Old Testament and how God was talked about in the New Testament is God went from being this wrathful being that caused fear and that ruled through fear to being this loving being that wants you to be saved, that wants you to feel love. And again, like I don't know. Like I don't know what of this is true or not. I know that there have been times in my life where I've very much believed everything, and there have been times in my life where I've doubted everything. And what I do know is that life is wonderful and magnificent and mysterious, and there's all sorts of energies working in all sorts of interesting ways. But the one thing that is consistent that supports having a great life and, the one thing that's consistent that supports having a great life is love. And so with Christmas being this week, with Christmas actually being tomorrow, I think that the thing that really jumps out at me, the spirit of the season, is that in the, you know, in this grand metaphor for our life that is the mythology, the story of Christianity, Christmas is the day that we are born into love. Christmas is the day that Jesus was born. Christmas is the day that we are born into the love of the New Testament God, and that we escape the fear of the Old Testament God. And the way that we escape the fear is by love. Like, it is by choosing love, by choosing to treat the people around us, strangers, our enemies, our friends, with love. And for me, this has been a maturing. As a copywriter, as a marketer, especially in some of the industries that I worked in, I got really good at selling fear. And a few years ago, I decided that I didn't really want to spend a lot of time selling fear. Occasionally, I still use it as a marketing tool to motivate action, but the more I focused on fear, the more fear and the less love I felt in my life. And so today, like, my goal is to share love, to sell based on love, not fear. My goal is to create positivity, to create the impact that I want in the world, not by scaring people into taking action, but by creating these positive scenarios that convey love, that are based in contribution, based in making the world a better place, based in making my community a better place, based in making your life better, based on making your business more successful, based on as much positivity as possible. And it all comes down to this, whether you are Christian or Buddhist or Muslim or Jewish or some other religion or atheist or whatever. What it comes down to is this focus on love. And are you going to cultivate more love and joy and positivity in yourself and in the world around you? Or are you going to cultivate more fear and hatred and division and negativity in the world around you? My choice is love. That's my choice. And I really, actually, I hope for that for you, because it is the loving thing to do if you are coming from a place of love, to want other people to live their life from a place of love. And so regardless of any kind of religious orientation or political orientation or whatever, right? I want more love in the world. And I think that it starts with each of us as individuals. And with that, I'm not going to include any calls to action or anything like no offers or anything like that. That's just it. Just go out there and find a way to cultivate more love in your life and in the world around you. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.